Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of light smoke coming from the rear of a two-story residence in the 2200 block of Fairfield Street in Eureka on Monday morning. Three engine companies and a ladder truck were dispatched, and the second arriving engine company immediately placed a ladder against a second-floor window where a woman was trapped. Firefighters were able to get her out of the house safely, and the fire was brought under control within 30 minutes, although one of three pet cats found on the second floor perished in the blaze. Firefighters were on scene for more than 2 hours, performing overhaul operations and ensuring that the fire had not extended into the walls surrounding the building's laundry room, where it was determined the fire was caused by a clothes dryer. A Santa Rosa man who was pulled from the Smith River on Saturday morning after his drift boat was swamped has been identified as 57-year-old Santa Rosa resident J. Eugene Jackson. According to the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office, Jackson drowned in the river near Jedediah Smith Campground as witnesses watched helplessly from shore. Jackson ended up in the water after his anchor snagged and caused the boat to swamp in the fast-moving, rain-swollen waters. Jackson was seen floating face down in the river until a witness entered the water and pulled him to shore near the campground. Two park rangers conducted CPR until medical personnel arrived. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, although if you were searching online for the relevant agenda, you searched in vain on Monday. The County Administration Office announced on Monday that Granicus, the company that manages the agenda page for the supervisors, was hit by a cyber attack that took down its system. The issues were first reported to the county on Monday afternoon, and the resolution to the problem lay with Granicus. The attack is suspected of being connected with Cyber Monday. The system is back in working order this morning. Local restaurants face penalties. Jordan Christmas has more.
Two restaurants in Humboldt County were fined due to wage theft violations, as announced by California Labor Commissioner Julie Sue in a press release that was issued on Monday. The two Oriental Buffet restaurants in Humboldt County were fined over $1 million for those violations. The Oriental Buffet in Arcata was fined over $700,000, while the Oriental Buffet in Fortuna was fined over $350,000 as well. Both of these restaurants, along with eight other Northern California buffets, were cited for fines that totaled over $16 million for wage theft violations. Those citations included civil penalties as well as premium and liquidated damages owed to more than 600 workers.
Thank you, Jordan. A new seafood restaurant may be on the horizon in Eureka if a vote of the Eureka City Council meeting tonight agrees to move forward with the plan. Jack's Seafood Restaurant is looking to fill a vacant space in the Fisherman's Terminal building. The council will vote on the issue tonight to move forward with a lease agreement between the city and the restaurant owner. If the vote tonight sees the agreement through, construction could begin in the early months of 2015. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. During the week of November 17th, county supervisors from across California gathered for meetings held by the California State Association of Counties in Anaheim and Orange County. CSAC is governed by a 15-person committee who are selected by a 62-member board of directors, and supervisors have the opportunity to talk about pertinent issues with other county officials. Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg explained what he talked about at the CSAC meeting.
I did present with a couple other folks. There was a panel that we did on Native American relationships. I'm on the Native American Working Group to redo the compacts for the state of California. For CSEC, I'm on the committee, and it was pretty clear in there that there's some counties that just have no clue how to get along with tribes and neighbors.
Sundberg went on to provide an example of how some county officials are just misinformed when it comes to tribal relations.
It was interesting because some of the questions were pretty basic things. These are all supervisors in the room or top staff, you know. And I had a question from a supervisor who asked if the tribes were like Mexico and a separate nation. And they said a sovereign nation. I said, oh my gosh, we're in trouble here.
Next year's CSAC meetings will be held in Monterey County in December of 2015. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.